The Anglo-German War is still chiefly a war of nerves, despite extensive air attacks on both sides last night. The Germans, who yesterday were saying that they would not regard Hitler's peace offer or surrender demand, whichever you choose to call it, as answered till Churchill had spoken, now take the position that Lord Halifax's rejection yesterday was an official reply, and Berlin spokesman told American correspondents that the die is cast and there is nothing more to discuss. Since Hitler's speech last Friday mentioned no terms, there was no basis for discussion anyway. Nevertheless, Hitler himself was at Bayreuth today attending a performance of Götterdämmerung, and there seems to be a feeling of relaxed tension in Berlin, but this may be merely intended to put the British off guard. Churchill did not speak in the House of Commons today, but British spokesmen said that the new budget is a sufficient answer to Hitler. The income tax now starts at 42.5% and rises to 90% on incomes over £20,000 a year, and there are new consumption taxes too. In last night's raids, the Germans say they attacked the naval bases at Chatham and Portsmouth, and also Aberdeen and Dunkirk in Scotland and Pembroke in Wales. The British again raided Bremen, Paderborn, and cities in the Ruhr region, besides German bases in Holland and a concentration of shipping at Dunkirk, this one in France. The French government has decided to try the former Premier Daladier and ex-ministers Mondel, Compagnie, and Delbault, perhaps others too, in order, says the announcement, to fix the responsibility for the declaration and continuance of the war. Mondel and Compagnie were notable as the chief supporters of Premier Paul Reynaud in his desire to continue the war and not give up the fleet, which led to the fall of his cabinet. Reynaud, however, is apparently not to be prosecuted as yet. Of these men, Delbault seems to be the only one in reach. Daladier and the others were last heard of more than 3 weeks ago on a ship which was refused admission to French African ports. What became of the ship afterward is not known. The government also decided to cancel the citizenship and confiscate the property of all citizens who left France without valid reason between May 10th and June 30th, which of course means chiefly the refugees in England who are still going on with the war. The Czechoslovak Refugee Committee in England was formally recognized by the British today as the government of Czechoslovakia, with former President Beneš as president and Jan Masaryk, son of the president liberator, as Minister of Foreign Affairs. The Bulgarian Premier and Foreign Minister have been invited to meet Ribbentrop at Salzburg on Friday, along with the Premier and Foreign Minister of Romania. Reports that Hungarian officials will be there too have not been confirmed, but are likely enough. Our Berlin correspondent, Mr. Hartrich, reported earlier this evening that these nations will be told of their place in the new Europe that Hitler is organizing, and it looks as if once more Romania will be expected to give the party. Undersecretary of State Wells today criticized the coming absorption of the three Baltic republics and the Soviet Union, saying that the United States is opposed to predatory activities. The Russian papers, however, say that annexation of these states removes Britain's last bases for an attack on Russia, though just how the British would get to them is not explained. They were, of course, so used to support anti-Bolshevik Russian movements 20 years ago. In Havana, Secretary Hull was made chairman of the Inter-American Conference's Committee on the Preservation of Peace, which is considering a proposed treaty proclaiming the right of American powers to prevent any change of ownership of American colonies of European powers and to rule them by an inter-American commission until they can be restored to their original owners or declared independent. Perhaps the most important clause is one which reserves the right of American nations to decide whether events that don't amount to a change of ownership would require such occupation. And that's the news to this moment.